The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. Well, hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to the first live show with me and my wonderful husband, Vince. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
This is an experiment.
We did a live show years ago, and hopefully it's a little different this time. We have more listeners now. But generally, podcasts in general are downloaded.
Yeah, I would imagine.
We're going to try it for a month or so, see what happens, see if we get any callers, anybody wants to talk to us, wants to have any input, so to speak.
Sounds good.
Verbal, not, you know.
Not physical.
Well, if they can do it through the phone, that's a whole different type of phone sex.
Well, should we give out the number now?
Go ahead. It's on the website. Now,
okay.
Hopefully, I mean, I posted on Twitter a few times and everything else we talked about on the last show. You're going to have to listen to it. So if you didn't catch a show live,
it's
Saturday night, 9 o'clock. It'll be available for download.
But, oh, yeah.
So you have to go to our website, hotwifepodcast.online, to listen to the show live.
That's good. I will
give out
the number.
And if you want to call,
The number is 484-352-2553.
There you go.
So if you want to talk to us, that's the number.
I don't want to talk to us.
Well, you know.
I don't have to call in.
If you do, that's the number. Just saying. I'm just saying.
I'm just sitting here and I don't want to talk.
Stop.
So.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't really talk too much, did we, about your playmate last weekend?
No, I don't think we talked about it at all. Both of us have been so crazy busy.
Yeah, well, you want to share what
your
little escapade?
That was kind of fun.
Kind of, Jesus Christ. You look like the women that left that I had fun with at the party.
Young guys, I'm telling you, they have a lot of... he's definitely less than half my age. Definitely a lot of stamina there. Black gentleman coming 2 hours to see me, so that
Travel.
Was quite a trek. Had a ton of energy. It was nice because he's well educated, so he was easy to talk to. There's a lot of banter going on.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, very good guy. Like I said, ton of energy. I mean,
we're not saying that because it's not a racist thing. We've had plenty of white guys that are dumber than a box of rocks.
Yeah.
We had one guy.
What?
This should be on. We've been asked to do a part two of the 20 years reflection.
Oh, swinging.
But we had one guy who is dumber than a box of rocks, and he's telling us how dumb his son is. It's like, well, where do you think he fucking gets it from?
Yeah, there it is. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
But no, this gentleman, again, younger people tend to be a little more reclusive. A little quiet.
Sometimes,
And he was great conversationalist.
Yeah, very good.
We had fun hanging out, and then...
Yeah, we even had a bit of a banter going on, which I kind of had some fun with. But, man, he had so much energy. I have to take a lot more vitamins if I'm going to be with him again. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because he could have kept going, and I was like,
You got 2 hours to drive home, pal. Save some of that energy.
Yeah, you're gonna need it for the drive home.
Yeah.
But, it was a lot of fun.
Are those videos available yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm still editing
ones. So pay attention for some videos coming out. I don't know what they're going to be titled, but she actually got the shit fucked out of her outside on our little one little deck. And
We call it the veranda,
pretend we have some kind of special
house. Lofty, but it's not.
Just three steps above a trailer home.
Stops. But so it's a lot more than three steps above a trailer home.
It's 26 steps.
Literally 26 steps.
But yeah, so again, yeah, if you are listening to this live, hope you want, you know, reach out. That one woman who had emailed us and stuff sent the pictures in.
Oh, I
very, very nice. So, yes. Very sexy.
Vince is very happy.
She got upset that the last podcast she heard, we hadn't mentioned that she had sent the pictures, and I had to explain to her prior to this one, exactly. We pre-record them, you know, sometimes because our schedule isn't just fucking crazy. But we got them. Very sexy.
Very sexy. Very sexy. Oh, my gosh. No wonder guys are hitting on her.
Yeah.
She's what, my age-ish?
She's older than you are.
Older than me?
Yeah.
Looks very good.
Sultry eyes.
Very sultry. Yeah. I was like, yeah,
no nudes. I mean, a little butt crack, but everything else, a little cleavage. It was very teasing, very erotic.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. I could so disappoint her.
Oh, hon, you could. So disappoint so many women.
And I do.
Oh. Yeah. Yes.
Like I said, you know, I wouldn't say I know how to satisfy a woman, but they're so satisfied when I'm done with them, they never come back.
There you go. That's so being satisfied.
I'm guessing they're satisfied.
That's what it is. Okay. They're just like, you know what? I don't want seconds.
Keep saying, no, honey, I had some last year. It was fine. So I figured, it's like, wow, man, she's still satisfied.
That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. So, all right. Well, the topic that we agreed upon, we haven't talked about it.
No, we haven't. We haven't seen each other.
We were hoping. Yeah, we were really hoping to have Mickey join us on the show for this one.
Her schedule is more fucked up than ours.
Yeah,
I think.
Well, you know, being a mom is tough. You know,
oh, it is.
Mickey's 41, has some young kids and family obligations and have you. So, but we're just gonna go this one alone unless someone calls in.
We can do it. We've done it before.
Have we?
I think so. Once or twice.
I don't know about that.
We have. So
we should be approaching our 100th episode soon.
I don't even think so.
Yeah. But anyway.
I don't have it.
Real quick before we get started on the topic. Yes. Again, I want to thank everyone. Our numbers are incredible. So I'm glad people are enjoying the show. I'd like to think you're enjoying it. You wouldn't download it just to eat up space on your phone or computer or whatever. We're flattered with that. I mean, I'm always sending Donna messages throughout the day. It's like, look how many downloads we have. Holy crap.
I'm like,
we've broken all records for us.
Yeah, for us. For us. For two nobodies.
We're not close to Joe Rogan yet. But
for two people just bullshitting over the kitchen table. I mean, that's how it started, literally. Mm-hmm. I know we said it 1,000 times. So yeah. That's what it is us just bullshitting.
Yeah. And people who that we've met to play with and stuff you've discussed about the podcast before we meet them and they listen to the podcast.
Right.
And then when they hang out with us, they're like, holy shit, I feel like I'm on the podcast.
Yeah. it's like the same
thing. It's any different.
No,
just no microphones and no headphones.
No headphones and microphones. So, that's it. That's
but so again, want to thank everyone for that. We also want to quickly let's get the plug out of the way for Spunk Lube.
I see. I'm looking at the bottle right there.
Right
there on the desk.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is he going to segue into shameless plug for Spunk Lube?
No, tell me it's not a great product.
It's a great product.
Okay, you use it.
Hell yeah.
Use to shave your legs.
Yes.
You use it for,
to play for toys.
I mean, you took that big dick in you with a little help from that.
Well, you know.
It may help that big cock slide right in your ass. It was the biggest cock I've seen in your ass.
No.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, it was hot.
I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to look at
but
other cocks.
Go to spunklube.com. If you're someone who uses lubricants or think you should.
Yeah.
It's a fun lubricant. It's great. It's non-sticky, it's water soluble.
It doesn't get like gummy.
Doesn't stain, right?
Doesn't stain.
And the fun part is it looks like cum.
Yeah, it does.
You know, so it's hypoallergenic or something like that, I think, too, and stuff like that. So check it out. And if you buy a product from them, please drop them a note and just say, hey, heard about this on the Hot Wife podcast. So
they'll keep sending us stuff because we're having fun with it.
Yeah, we've had a few other companies reach out to us, and then I send them the numbers and stuff, and then I don't hear back. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe we don't have as many. Maybe it's not as impressive as we think it is.
I've heard of our podcast. I haven't heard of their products. So,
Course you've heard of our podcast, but that makes sense.
Oh, shooting holes in my theory?
I certainly am.
Thanks. God damn you. Anyway, okay. So, so the topic tonight is going to be why sex is better when you're mature. Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, God. Yeah, we've talked about
this. We've hinted at it.
We have, yes. We have.
Yeah, we've hinted at it.
You know, I was hoping to have...
Bourbon break.
Somebody else to, you know, bounce these ideas off of. But my contention is when you're... older, maybe not mature, because you know you still have, as a woman.
Well, let's define the mature.
Yeah,
we're
going
to say 35 to 70. How's that?
Sure, that makes sense.
Okay, we're going to use that age range.
Yeah,
I'm not saying anyone over 70 doesn't qualify, but we're just going to say 35 to 70. That's 35 years right there.
Yeah.
So it's technically the first 35 years of your life.
Yep.
You know, which you're not having sex all 35. That I hope.
I hope.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're my daughters, you know, I'd have sex till you're 36.
Yeah, right. They're your daughters, yeah.
Both my daughters are little sluts. They get that from their mother, and you're not their mother.
No, I think they get that from you. You and your sex drive and how comfortable you are with sex and talking about sex.
Yeah, if I could just get someone to join me, it'd be better.
Yeah, it would be so much better, but okay.
I'm working on that. And I hope not to have to roofies them or duct tape them, but, you know, I'm taking in steps.
Oh, there you go.
Baby therapy's steps. Kicking in.
Oh, you there know, you go. So.
Just kidding. Yeah, so, yeah, we've hinted at this around this. I mean, and I was really hoping to have Mickey on the show or somebody else. Like
somebody besides
Angelina was supposed to come on, but I don't know what's happened to her. The last 2 weeks, she's fallen off the face of the earth.
She does that from time to time. You can't depend on her.
No, I know. That's why we're not shooting with her. but so what part of sex now at your age of the ripe old age of 62
is... I won't be 63 till August.
Yeah. What part of the do you think is better now?
Oh, well, here's the biggie. You can't get pregnant.
Okay. That's a biggie. Okay.
Now, the bump in the road or the fly in the ointment is the whole menopause things, which...
But that helps get you to that point of...
Yeah, you have to go through that bullshit. You know, and if you can get through that bullshit of menopause...
But not everyone has it that bad. You had it bad. A lot of women do.
Oh, yeah, a lot of women
do. And the real scary part for me was, I mean, I did a lot. I'm not Catholic, but I learned how to do the rosary. Was you were so bad with it, you wanted nothing to do with sex.
Oh, it just...
For three years.
Yeah. Oh, it just hurt.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't painful.
Well, besides that, I mean, well, you tell me. It was also, I mean, I understood the pain part.
Yeah.
Is that what killed your sex drive, or did menopause kill your sex drive along with the pain?
Yeah, I think the two working together. Okay. Well, if you're in pain... You know,
sure, I get it.
You don't feel like you're having sex. And if you're, and sometimes the hormones, I mean, hormones make you who you are. If you don't have hormones doing what they're supposed to do and sending those chemical messages and doing what they're supposed to do.
We're getting to be a fucking doctor.
Yeah, but you're not going to, you're not going to.
Doctor show.
Yeah, but you're not going to be horny. So if those hormones aren't doing it.
Or if you're married to me.
If you're married to you, well, there you go. Yeah. You're not going to have a sex drive. So. And then if it's not doesn't feel good, you're definitely not going to have a sex drive.
Yeah,
so it took a while working through that. And like I said before.
Well, the hot flashes weren't fun.
The discomfort of it. And I went to doctor after doctor after doctor. And
but
like,
there are some women, who don't go through the pain aspect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lucky for that.
And, I mean, generally I hear of two outcomes from menopause.
What's that?
Either A, the woman comes out of menopause and wants nothing to do with sex. And, you know, we've talked to a few people that are like, yeah, my wife went through menopause. She has zero interest. You know, it's like, get away from me with that, you pee out of there.
Yowza.
And then we know women that came out of menopause like, I can't get enough cock.
I'm not there, but I'm like in between somewhere.
Yeah, well, if we didn't have all the other obligations in our life.
Oh, yeah, I was, yeah, that's true.
There, we, yeah, if we had our house was completely finished.
And I wasn't working and 80 hours else, a week.
You weren't working 80 hours. And,
and yeah, we have a lot more fun. Let's put it that way.
You know, but that's not our situation at the moment.
Maybe it'll change and then we can start having some fun.
Well, we'll see. But, yeah, you know, but then, like, there was the one girl, that one lady we shot with, briefly. She works at the one gym.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, my God.
And she came out of menopause. She was fucking five, six guys a day.
Oh, yeah. She just wanted to fuck.
She'd just walk into a convenience store, get a cup of coffee, excuse me, sir, you want to go fuck? I mean, and I'm not really exaggerating a whole lot.
No, there was one guy that she had at the gym, and she fucked him in her car or something in the parking lot.
She was, every time I talked to her, she's like, oh, man, I just fucked a guy, and I'm so fucking horny, I got to go find somebody else to fuck. I'm like, where are you going to go? Oh, I don't know. I'll just walk around the store and find somebody. It's like, she was an attractive woman with a nice body.
Yeah, she could.
It worked. You know, God bless her. I mean, that's, you know, it's a letter to Penthouse, you know.
Yeah, but then she ended up getting like a boyfriend. And
yeah, all of a sudden it's like, bam. Yeah, she met a guy she was fucking, and like all of a sudden it's like, this is all I'm going to do. It's like, okay.
Oh, that kind of.
And I think it was actually, from what I remember, it was a guy she dated in high school or an old boyfriend or some such thing like that. And all of a sudden love got involved. And that just doesn't work. I mean, I love you, dear.
Love that doesn't work.
Love's so overrated.
Yeah, so, it's funny how things like that just change.
Yeah, so the menopause, oops, there's my microphone.
Yep.
Watch me punch it again. It's the Italian.
You talking
got to use my hands. Not for nothing, but I'm talking to you. But you know, so maybe that's the equalizer. So like I said, the first 35 years, you know, you have all your childhood and, you know, younger teenage years where you might not be having sex. So it kind of balances out. So.
Yeah, it kind of balances out.
Yeah. So what would be another plus, do you think, as a mature person, woman in your case? You identify as a woman, right?
Last time I checked, yes.
Hey, you could have the parts of a woman, but identify as a giraffe. I don't know.
I was not even going into that. It's too complicated.
Six-show series. So anyway, go ahead.
You know what? As you get older, you just don't care. You don't care what people think.
I was going to ask you. You're going to need to define that.
Yeah.
One.
Well, you know, I don't care about what people think.
Yeah. I farted. So what? Keep going.
Keep going. Well, that actually did happen. That does happen from time to time.
Yeah. Well, you know, you get in the middle of a screaming orgasm and you're trying to fight those gas pains. Some muscle's not going to work.
That's for sure. But the thing is like you're not so so. You're more self-actualized. You're more in tune with your body. You're more in tune with what makes you happy. What feels good. You can express yourself better when you're younger. First of all, you don't know because you haven't had enough experience.
I'm still at that point.
Exactly. So you don't know how to tell a guy what you want because you don't know. You've only had sex maybe 100 times. Well, so, you know, how do you know?
And again, at that age, do you really aren't do you think I'll speak for men, okay?
Or
boys in this case. You know, 30 under 35.
Right.
I think they're very self-centered, and some men over 35 are still very self-centered.
Ah,
okay, don't get me wrong, where it's more about them.
Right, exactly.
But I think in general, like a lot of the men we met through lifestyle, like, as an example, at the party,
mm-hmm.
okay, all these men were well over 50 and over. There's a couple that were slightly under 50. But in general, there is the interest in giving their partner pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about them just trying to achieve their own orgasm.
Exactly.
And then go, fuck you.
Yeah. There's a lot more foreplay and oral and all that kind of thing. And one guy was... told me, you know, hey, I may not come because of medications I'm on, blah, blah, blah. It's not a big deal. I don't need to have that. So they are a lot more selfless,
mm-hmm.
the mature lover.
I think once you're over the 35, again, both men and women,
mm-hmm.
I think there is that interest in not only receiving pleasure, obviously,
right,
but yet trying to appease your partner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, because you, in theory, hopefully, that the more you please them, the more they're going to reciprocate.
Sure. That's a Hang big on, word that, for you. Yeah,
I'm glad a couple you're syllables down. There. I'm sitting. I'm drinking alcohol. I'll be okay. I'll get through this.
It's a common theme here. Lots of alcohol. I'm just gonna
Married
say
to you, aren't I? Love you. Anyway, so
but, we're gonna go there.
Yeah, that's the problem. I think it's more about that. I've said that numerous times before, that I think that's one of the biggest benefits of being mature and having sex is being able, knowing how to give pleasure more and definitely enjoying pleasure more.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, we have said that several times.
I mean, do you think you had as many orgasms when you were younger that you're having now?
No. I was actually much older before I actually had my first orgasm.
Really?
I don't remember. Yeah, like I was in my 20s. I don't think I had an orgasm.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's...
That's the first I've heard that.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
I don't know why I've never come up with that question for you before.
I don't know either.
Oh, I'm slipping.
I guess because... not that it didn't feel good. I never got the wow factor from an orgasm.
Again, I think that's part of the thing about being under 35. We'll put it that way. I don't want to we could use youth or whatever. I don't want to say that, but I don't think it's like I said. I don't think you know how to give and or receive pleasure to the same. You do it to appease your mate, not so much
right.
And again, especially younger men, I honestly believe not all, obviously. They're all about themselves.
Right, right.
You know?
And I don't think women know how to either, A, communicate to their mate or partner what they need to achieve an orgasm. And there are still some women that have never had an orgasm. So.
Where are they?
Exactly. Well, there was that one woman you were with.
Yeah.
You know,
there are a few women I've been with that had never had an orgasm before.
Yep.
The one woman down by the pool here at the house. She's had other ones.
Right.
But generally, they've all been self-induced with a vibrator.
Oh, really?
I got her to come 3 times doing her.
Wow, see?
I didn't know it because she doesn't vocalize.
No, she doesn't vocalize at all.
Afterwards, she's like, oh, my God, you maybe can't come 3 times. I'm like,
yeah, I did.
Okay.
You barely moaned.
It's like, whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, I think, again, when you're mature, you can.
I think that's part of it. It's the whole maturation process. You're learning how to, what your body responds to, how you can either, A, achieve an orgasm self-inducing it, or telling your partner what you need to achieve an orgasm. And that comes with time. It doesn't happen like the first time you have sex, that's for sure. So it takes years I guess in my case, it took several years.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of years to actually.
What age did you start masturbating? Because you started having sex at a young age.
Yeah, but I don't think I really masturbated. I had some toys and stuff. It didn't really do anything for me. You know, I was more into being with somebody.
Yeah.
So.
Well, as a woman, it's a lot easier for you to be with somebody.
Yeah, it is.
Men, so. It's a lot tougher.
Yeah, I can't remember like the first. First time I actually, probably like some boyfriend or somebody gave me a toy as a joke or, here, this might be kind of fun. And I was
like,
what
are you rubbing up against to make a noise?
I don't know. Something, I'm rubbing against something. Sorry about that. I don't know what I'm rubbing up against. I don't see anything here. So.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll try not to move. That's.
Now you're talking like you're having sex with me.
Yeah.
I try not to move.
Okay. I don't know when I first started masturbating.
Okay.
I do know I was probably, Actually, I didn't enjoy masturbating until I was actually like later on in life.
Well, I'm on the internet right now. 20s and 30s. And I see battery sales went up in like 1978 in your area of the country.
I'm sure. That could be. That could
be. The real spike was in like July 18th, 1978. Do you remember where you were?
It would probably have to be the 80s because that's when I was doing those parties with that other girl. Okay. And I had that bag full of freaking...
fuck up a joke, don't you?
That bag full of vibrators.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. You had a fucking duffel bag full of vibrators.
That's probably when I started...
had to be over 20 in there.
Oh, yeah. It was fun, though. It was a novelty. You know, I'd never, you know, whether I might have achieved an orgasm, maybe not, but it was just like the novelty of using.
That goddamn bag weighed as much as
I know. What about that one toy that had the tongue that went up and down? Ah, it was fun. And the one that pulsated, that's the one that like
burned out.
Burned out. A little wisp of smoke came out. I was like, oh my God.
You should be cranking down on that thing. But anyway, so, I mean, and the other thing I think, as you get older, I think you're more likely, hopefully, to tell your partner what you want ask them what they want.
Exactly.
And I also think as you get older, more for the women, I guess, I think women get more adventurous in the sense of, like, clothing. Now, it's probably changed over the years, you know, with, what the hell is the lingerie shop?
Fredericks of... No, not Fredericks. Fredericks, and I mean Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secret and stuff and the internet. So it's a lot easier. And years ago, if you wanted a toy, you didn't have Amazon and the internet and stuff. You had to go to an adult bookstore. And,
right.
You know,
physically. It could be embarrassing. Yeah. It could be... You know.
My ex-wife, I took her into one time. She's like, what if I see someone I know? It's like... They're there too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? It's like you're just admitting you like sex. Big deal. But you know, so she wanted a new vibrator one time.
Right.
And she goes, can you go get me a vibrator? I was like, all right. Didn't bother me. You know, I walked in there, bought it, you know, and at that time, I don't think they do it so much anymore. They open the package, put batteries in and test it because you can't return it.
Exactly.
And, you know, as he's doing that, it dawned on me all of a sudden.
I think it's like, for you.
Yeah, I never really thought about it that way. That you know, up to that point, and all of a sudden, I'm thinking like, "Oh shit, he probably thinks I'm going to put this in my ass and drive home."
Maybe.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, she should walk in there and get it herself.
Well, but she didn't. It's the past. But you know, I mean, the same as like back in the day when I needed to wear condoms,
right?
You know, and go to the pharmacy and I. You know, put them up on the counter, and this young girl, like, looked at the condoms and looked up at me, and she rung me up, like, nervously, and I was not to give a shit. She goes, have a good night. I said, I'm hoping to. And she turned bright fucking red.
Well, you know, it's a good night. We have, you know, beer, condoms, you know. Well,
this is Pennsylvania. They don't sell beer in the pharmacies.
That's true. That would be a cool combination. You know it's going to be a good night. There's alcohol.
One way or another, I'm going to be happy.
I'm going to be happy. Yeah.
If I don't get the sex, I'm going to be drunk.
There you go. So,
but, I mean, obviously nowadays, more and more people are opening up, not necessarily in a good way, being a little more open with their desires or interests.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Got to be true to yourself. You know, you may not always agree with what people are into. We've had a couple guys who are like, no, we're not doing that. We're not.
Mm-hmm.
But, they're like, hey, this is what I want, they have to be true to themselves. Well, got to give them credit that
way. I talked to a couple of guys who used to own or work at video stores back when they were video stores.
Right.
Especially the ones that weren't the chains that had adult video sections.
Exactly.
They actually said there was actually more women that came in during the day to rent adult videos than men.
Really?
Whether they came in to get them for their husbands or to watch with their husbands I can't speak to that.
Huh. But, interesting.
Yeah. But now with the internet, I mean, you're porn on your phones and...
Yeah,
You know.
Go anywhere you want.
And
check out.
And I think the amount of people, okay, like you go on, obviously, on Instagram, and then you see a mature, there's a ton of mature women posting very provocative pictures within their limits on Instagram.
Yep.
And then you click on their profile and you'll find they have an OnlyFans link.
Yep.
And it's just like, you know, so the world is opening up, especially for the mature women.
Oh, yeah.
Which, again, I've said for a long time, I find far more alluring than a 20-year-old, 20-something-year-old should have a 20-something-year-old body.
One would think. Yeah, you know? I agree.
But when you see a mature woman, 35 and up.
Exactly.
That looks good. Doesn't have to have a perfect body like me.
like you. Okay.
What was the laughing about?
I didn't laugh. I was clearing my throat.
Okay. I was going to say, I'd be really upset if you were laughing.
Oh, I'm sure you would be. I would never
I'd have to hit that button right there.
I'm sure you would. So. Finger off that button.
So anyway.
Don't be pushing my button.
That is your button, see?
See? Right there. That is my button. Stop pushing my button.
So, yeah, no. I mean, you know, like now there's a whole new thing I see on Instagram with people saying mom bods or dad bods.
Right.
It's just like, hey, I finally fell into an acceptable category.
Dad bod, is that what that is?
Yeah. I would say I have a dad bod.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. What is a dad bod?
Well, it's not the guy who goes to the gym every day. Got a little bit of softness in the middle.
Yep.
Not in the lower part, but in the middle.
Maybe between the ears.
From the belt up.
Okay.
You know, not the perfect body. I mean, I have one.
Of course.
It's in the closet. It's on the inside. I keep this bad puffy body on the outside. Keep that one warm.
Puffy body.
Keep it. It's insulation for the good body underneath all this. But, I mean, you know, again, I think it's also trying to get people to buy their OnlyFans subscriptions. But I think there is a thing now more and more. Like I said, I've seen it, surprisingly, more women being flirtatious with me, and I don't get it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Not at all. I'm kind of taken back because most of my life, like all through high school and early 20s, I had some luck, don't get me wrong. But in general, I was pushed aside, disregarded, and stuff. And so something about my gray beard, I guess. I don't know.
I
that or my pussy eating is becoming synonymous.
I don't know. How would they know about that?
Tongzilla.com website.
Tongzilla. So. Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I think you've become better looking as you matured from, like, pictures I saw of you, like, in high school and stuff, so.
Okay. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, like a late bloomer.
I look weathered to me. I mean, like, hurricane, tornadoes, landslide, all at the same time.
Landslide.
You know, fucking meteor hit me in the head, you know.
The landslide is like the belly going. I was at
the base of Twin Towers. But, you know.
Not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all taken a little bit of a beating over the last
That's another three shows. But, yeah, no, I think, again, if you want to call in. If you're listening to this live, you're on the website, and the phone number should be right there.
Right there.
But go ahead. What's the number, Donna?
Yes, it's 484-352-2553.
So, okay, not all at once.
that's all right. We knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, but it's the first show. Yeah. And again, luckily, we have a lot of people who download. Sure. You know, and again, a lot of the show is aimed at swingers, and Saturday night is a prime swinging night.
Oh, God, yes.
So, but, you know.
The next party we go to is going to be on a Saturday night. So, and I got to figure out how I can get off of work to go to this party.
Well, if you don't, I will be there alone.
I'm sure they will let you go as a single male,
I'm sure they will.
Usually single males, they don't let you in a lot of swinger parties as single men. You have to have special exemptions.
But I think the women will.
Oh, I think the women will be like, you got to let Vince come.
Yeah, let Vince come.
Let me come, and then Vince can eat my pussy, make me come.
Let Vince drain every ounce of juice out of my body. Anyway, I think, And you know what? Again, I think when you're younger, and you could speak to this, I can't. You knew you were attractive. You were dancing.
Right, yeah.
You had a lot of people hitting on you, whether you're dancing or not. You're an attractive woman, even to this day. I hear it all the time. Oh, my God, Donna's so beautiful. And I'm like, yeah. And like, you need something to drink? I'm like, apparently.
I'm right here.
It's like, yeah, that's okay. That's all right.
It doesn't hurt too much.
I got to call my therapist. He's on speed dial. Anyway, so you had your feathers stroked all the time. And I think as we get older,
right,
we tend to get void of that. And we kind of want that. Mm-hmm. So I think when you're older and again, I'm speaking more to swingers, the vanilla people that are monogamous, and that's great. God bless you if that's what you want to do. But tell me, like after that party, as an example, I'll keep going back to that. Or even last Sunday with that young gentleman here, tell me you don't feel good, not just from the orgasms, but he couldn't tell you enough times.
Oh my
times.
God, he was.
If we had a dollar for every time he mentioned how beautiful you were and sexy and you were, we would never need to work. So.
Oh yeah. I mean, we're just sitting there just, having a regular conversation before mm-hmm. we do anything. And he's got his hand on my thigh, rubbing my thigh and, trying to kiss me and, groping at me and pawing at me.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I almost think that lends itself to more of when people cheat on their spouse. Because all of a sudden they get attention. Like, speak to my brother.
Oh, yes. Yes, you know? I agree.
He had a wife or has a wife who was not paying him any attention. Mm-hmm. And a woman who apparently was attractive, I don't know, was attractive enough, I'll put it that way, had started paying attention to him and started flirting with him. And he did something he now regrets. I was like, just suck it up, buttercup. Shut the fuck up.
Don't tell her.
Just shut up.
I've
got to admit it to her.
I feel guilty.
Bitch.
So now his dick is on a shelf somewhere.
He might be listening. So
sorry.
If he wasn't, that's okay. I'd tell him that to his face. I told him then. He knows.
Yeah.
I told him just, okay, you don't like what you did? Shut the fuck up. Keep it inside.
Don't
and
do
move
it again.
Forward. But now his balls
push
are on the
it deep inside. Never speak about it.
Just relive it when you're alone. but that speaks to, I think, a lot of people that if all of a sudden there's somebody else in your workplace that she is lonely.
Right.
Also, her husband's doesn't pay her any attention.
Right,
and
exactly.
And you're at home and you're married to a 4'11" woman who doesn't pay any attention.
Yeah, that's me. I mean,
somebody else.
Somebody else.
No, okay. Not you.
Not
no.
me. Oh, okay.
No, no, no,
I was getting worried.
Another 4'11" redhead.
her
name is Bonna. Let's just say that.
A nod.
So Bonna is not paying any attention to her.
Bonna.
Don't make fun of her country's names, okay?
Oh, God, stop it. I'm going to start coughing.
But, so all of a sudden, these two people.
Yes,
they're like, okay, well,
Yeah, I get it.
It makes you feel special.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, and even if you are getting it from your, from Bonna. when someone else tells you. It feels nice.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, like
nice.
I said, I've been doing WebEx training, all week, and one of the 14 people in the class, this one woman, she kept like every day. It's like when we had to break off into little groups,
right?
She's like, "I want to be with Vince." I'm like, "Why?" And every morning she'd like,
she wants to
when,
be
when
with
she would
you.
Log in, and she'd log in, she's like, "Hi, Vince." It's like, how about everybody else? You don't say hi to anybody else.
Uh-oh, watch out. Boy.
Yeah, we're going to break off into a little subgroup and get nasty on the webcam. And then all of a sudden they bring us back into group. Oh.
Everybody's half undressed.
Well, yeah. Maybe it would just be me. Tugging my nipples like, oh, hi. Sorry. What were we talking about again? So, but, yeah, so, I mean, and that's the other part. I think being made to feel attractive is means more when you get older.
Yes.
I mean, because it took a long way around the block to get to that statement, yeah, but we're there.
But that's because, well, you've gotten older. I mean, I'm not saying that we're...
Well, again, you once you're 35 and over, you're pretty much in a relationship generally.
Oh, generally, sure.
So, and nowadays, you can't go to work and say to someone, "Oh, wow, you look very nice today," yep, or whatever, you know?
Sexual harassment. It's like...
You just can't say that.
Yep. God forbid you give somebody a compliment.
Yeah. But, so, when you do get that compliment from somebody that you might find attractive...
Sure.
It means more. It adds a little pep to your step, so to speak.
Sure.
So...
Yeah, I don't think the compliments when you're younger mean as much because, well, you're younger, so you already look good. You should already look good.
Or you think you do.
Oh, you think you do. Yeah. So as you get older, it's like, yay, we got our nicks and scrapes and, you know...
Complete total.
For complete total wreck. That's okay. But so when somebody says, hey, you look nice, it does mean more because, well... You're not 20 anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I've said it to you 1,000 times. Leave me. No. I say.
Shut up.
I say that. I forgot what the fuck.
It serves you right,
asshole.
I say
so much and mean so little.
Well, you certainly have achieved that.
Wow.
I'm just saying you've achieved it.
Does a little offend you when I say that?
But I don't. What are you trying to? Was that for my height here? Is this a bash against how?
I hadn't thought about that.
Oh, of course not. That's all he does is, you know, pickle.
No, what I was going to say is, you know, I can sit there and tell you how beautiful or sexy that someone else thinks you are. I think you are. But when someone else tells you, it means more. You expect your significant other to tell you you're attractive or, you know, you know, come over here, let me keep water on you before you die, and I'll blow you back in the ocean. You know, that's what you tell me all the time. It's like, water bed, isn't the water supposed to be in the bed? Anyway, but no, I can tell you how much, how sexy you are, how beautiful you are, and you know, you don't generally say a whole lot. But someone else tells you, oh, thank you, you know.
And you know, that's actually...
True.
It's true, but it's not right. It's not
right. No, it's right. That's what happens.
But it's still... But it shouldn't. Your significant other, it should mean more.
No, but it's plain and simple. It does. It's just what happens.
Yeah, it's just what happens.
We take each other for granted.
Yeah, to some degree, yeah. And I know it's not... you shouldn't, but it kind of happens. You get comfortable. I don't think we take each other for granted. I think we just get comfortable with each other.
Comfortable,
like
granted.
And you whatever. Also, you thing. Overlook my shortcomings. No pun intended.
Uh-huh. You're below my eye level.
You know, my shortcomings.
Short tempers.
My short tempers.
See a theme here?
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, we all do. We, you know, I take for granted how many times you tell me I'm perfect.
I'm sure you do.
But you can start telling me again anytime.
Oh, well, you're perfect, dear.
Thank you.
Perfect for me.
Yeah.
In a kind of warped, kind of sick, demented way.
Got me trained, right? But it does. It just, it's not right, but it's what it happens.
It's what
you could. Your wife or husband could tell you how sexy they find you and everything else. And you go, oh, thank you. And, you know, but someone else tells you the same exact thing, exact words.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my God, that's great. Oh, but your feet aren't touching the ground for a few minutes. You know, just.
I think we think people outside the relationship will be more critical. So when you have passed the muster for them and somebody says you're attractive.
Passed the muster.
Muster. That you
I don't care what brand it is.
Shut up.
Pass the muster. Jesus Christ, you're going to start talking like Shakespeare now?
No.
Thou has passed the muster.
That you've been...
Henceforth,
Thou shall sucketh my cocketh.
I love when you speak Shakespeare, babe. Oh, yeah. It's so hot. Yeah. It's so hot. You've achieved.
You want to suck my Othello? It's not a Longfellow, sorry.
I'm not even going to go there.
That's my problem. Anyway, but go ahead.
I would think people outside the relationship would be more critical than your mate.
So maybe that's why it means more.
That's exactly it. You have passed a type. Sure. Like you've achieved something that they think that you are worth the compliment. Mm-hmm. So to you, it means more. And it's not correct. It's not right. But that's what happens.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
And it means even more to you when you get a compliment from a younger person.
Yeah, because, you know, I would think they would be much more critical. Here they are.
You're a hot grandma. You know, you're sexier than my grandma. Your tits don't sag like my grandma's.
Oh, God, that's so sad.
Man.
Oh, that's...
I can slap your ass and ride the wave in. My grandmother, I have to pick her ass cheeks up, with one with each hand, and grab the folds and lift them.
That's not hot. Stop.
Well, it's a step-grandmother. grandmother would be wrong.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Nothing sick there. Yeah, when you get a compliment from someone who's like half your age, and you know, I usually don't think about it, but if I were to sit down and find out like the age of their grandparents, I'm probably the same age or older than.
Well, yeah,
I'm certainly older than their mother.
Close, some of the guys you've been with, you're closer to their grandparents' age than you are their parents' age.
Yes, yeah. That's true, yeah. Absolutely. And yet they're like pawing at me and come on, you know, and talking dirty to me. And it's like, would you have that same conversation with your grandparents?
Well, again,
just for the age.
We talked about the whole step mom, step grandmom fetish and stuff like that. And again, I look at my grandmothers as an example. It's like,
you know. Is that an oof, like, ooh, baby?
No, they weren't steps. They were actually my grandparents. Yeah. So, you know.
Hot?
No. No.
Your face is wrinkling up. No. It looks like you just take a bite out of a nasty lemon or pickle.
Well, you remember my one grandmother.
Yes.
You never met my other when she died, but she wasn't much better. But, I mean, my Italian grandmother was great.
Oh, yeah.
But
hot? No, but
and great. Even when you see a picture of her when she was younger, she looked the fucking same.
I think
she was born 80.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just less wrinkles.
Okay.
But she looked, it's like, I mean, I love her to death. I miss her. She was, you know, right. Didn't speak a word of English, but whatever. Yeah, I have a hard time relating to the grandmother thing because.
Yeah, you look at your.
It's like I think about grandmoms and moms. I'm like.
It's kind of creepy.
But, you know, then I sit there and think of like there were some neighbors' moms growing up. Uh-huh. So like, okay, their moms.
Their moms.
Their moms, just not my family. You know?
Their moms were hot.
Well, they were fuckable. I wouldn't say they were hot. You know, I think the hot in that case, we're changing topics here. The hot in that case was because I was a young teenager and horny as shit.
Right. And they were fuckable. Okay.
And they were not unattractive.
Right. But they weren't hot.
And, yeah, no, they weren't. Let's see, was there anybody? No. No.
No, no. No. You're going through the
couple
whole.
Couple fuckables.
You're going through the whole neighborhood, aren't you?
Yeah, I did. House to house, man. You know, and like the one neighbor on one side wasn't the mom was not hot. No, she was a nasty bitch. But the daughter was fucking smoking.
That's usually how it works.
Yeah. I did have a neighbor. Jesus Christ, she was hot. She would lay out in the backyard in bikini sunbathing. I would go in the bathroom and jerk off.
No, you didn't.
Fuck yeah. Oh, my God. She had, like, big double D tits, and she would wear these tiny little bikini. Oh, she and her husband was cheating on her all the fucking time.
Really?
Oh, my God.
That's the first I heard this story.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did. I forgot about it until now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, I can't. Yeah, cool. Wow. Yeah. No. Oh, and her and I, we got along. I've always got along with older women.
Right.
And her son was like 5, 6 years younger than I am.
Right.
But her and I would sit outside and we'd talk for hours and stuff like that. Wow. She was a nice woman. I mean, inside, I was drooling, my hand over my lap, you know, keeping down the hard on shit. You know, because she would always wear low cut tops and stuff. She looked like a blonde Linda Evans. Not Evans, Linda Carter.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yep.
She had the Linda Carter body.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, superwoman time. Not, yep, you know, yep. Even now, Linda Carter's smoking hot. So, but anyway.
Again, okay, a mature woman.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? She could have had my fucking 14-year-old car. I almost said 14-inch, or no.
14-year-old.
I would have had to make like 7 trips. I wouldn't even touch that thing. I mean, I would love to have touched it. I mean, if I could touch it now at this age, and she would be back at that age, I don't even, I'm sure she's probably still a beautiful woman. Because I saw her probably 10 years ago.
Okay.
And she still was smoking.
Wow.
For an older woman, yeah.
Good. Good for her.
Yeah.
Good care of herself.
She could have me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just to say I did it.
Yeah, just to say. Oh, that would be a conversation, wouldn't it? Oh, my God. Could like to be a fly on the wall for that one.
Oh, yeah. Someone's going to hold the camera.
Somebody. That's true.
But anyway, back to the topic of mature.
That fits.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
We're going to meander a little bit
back
here.
Getting back to the younger people telling you, you know, getting compliments from them. And I mean, hell, you've seen it where you're walking like in a store or something like that. And I've seen younger guys turn and look at your ass as you walk by them.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, that is true.
I quick tell you, tuck the Depends in.
Nothing says hot like Depends or Poise or whatever they're using.
I don't know.
For incontinence.
You know, so, but, yeah, but, you know, again, and I think when you're older, you get a little more adventurous.
Yeah, I would think it would be the other way around. When you're younger, you're more adventurous. Because when I was younger, I was bolder on so many other levels that you think sexually you'd be
okay, so here's what I'll go with.
Okay.
All right, like, when I was in high school back in the roaring 20s, you know, like, you didn't admit you masturbated.
No, that was uncool.
Oh, my God. You know, it's like, do you masturbate? Hell no. You sure? Oh, no, I don't masturbate, no. Okay. You know,
no, because I want you to be like, you know, you got to have a woman.
You
know,
if you admitted you masturbate, they'd make fun of you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you couldn't get laid. Now, okay, I don't know if it's this era we're in or if it has to do with our maturity or lack thereof. you know, I mean, we're at swinger parties. And guys are sitting there jerking off, you know, keeping it hard while they're waiting for the next woman or whatever, you know. Or, like, we've had guys, like, they get done one session with you and they want to do another one. So they're sitting there just, you know.
Yep.
It's like, dude, really? You have to do it in front of me? I mean, I don't care if you jerk off. I just don't need to, you know, you don't need to entertain me. And it's not entertainment, you know. But, I mean, I'm going to get offended when they try to use my hand.
Yeah, okay, I understand that.
That kind of pisses me off. That means I got to take my hand off my dick.
Oh, my God. Stop it. You're not right. Oh, you better call the therapist when we're done here. I'm just saying.
Who do you think I'm talking about?
Oh, God.
What do you think happens on that couch?
I have,
but anyway,
I have no idea. I don't la 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 la. I don't want to know.
You can't put your fingers in yours when you're wearing headphones.
I try to.
The sound's being pumped into your fucking head, and you're trying to put your fingers in the other. Oh, Jesus Christ! And you think I'm retarded? Stupid. Sorry.
I'm sorry. It's just something you always do. You know.
Yeah, something like that. But no, I mean, like. Now women, especially mature women, aren't shy about saying they masturbate or have toys.
Oh, some of them are like proud of them. Look at this new toy. Oh, my God.
Well, hell, Mickey. I mean, again, we talked about how Mickey has really evolved.
Oh, yeah, my God.
You know, a few weeks ago, I mean, probably a month ago,
She was telling me, you know, she just had a play session. It was so good. And everything. She was, I came home and I masturbated 3 times.
Wow. Now,
this is from a woman. If I told her she had a nice ass, she was like, that's inappropriate.
Well, now she's masturbating. Like, what is she using? Her fingers?
I didn't get it. I just tried to visualize it. Didn't want to get to it because I didn't want to ruin the conversation.
Oh,
wow. I just, you know. I think she said she has a toy.
Well, see.
I don't know.
And then I'd be afraid that the kids would find it.
We get her here.
We'll find out.
We'll ask. I'll try to tell her to bring it, prove it. See if it works.
See if it works.
Does it need batteries? Let's find out.
Well, there was, there's been a lot of them that they have a really good toy. They're actually very proud of it. Like the Toshiba, you know, these heavy duty
hurricane
things. Oh my God.
Christ, fucking jackhammer from hell.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Magic wand or something like that. Wasn't that what it was called?
I have no idea. There's so many different
knock
kinds
your
of
back teeth loose yeah. vibrator.
So. Well, you're not supposed to put it in your mouth. Well, that's just through your pussy.
now you tell me. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's, you know, again, being mature, you tend to be a little more adventurous, a little more, I don't know, it just means more.
Yeah, I don't know about being more adventurous. I'll just say it definitely means more. I was pretty adventurous as a younger person.
Yes, you were. But even like for me, not that I'm asking women out now, but I kind of am. But like in high school, you know, I was always like, oh my God, I'm going to go ask that girl out, you know? And
yeah.
Like, oh my God. Yeah. I'd spend a week like, I should, no, I won't. I'm going to go ask. No,
oh, no.
Now I'm at the swinger party the other day, a woman I've never met. I talked to her for all of like 2 sentences.
Uh-huh.
You know, she was at the bar. I was like, what are you drinking? Oh, I'm having this kind of wine, blah, blah, blah. I say, oh yeah, I'm not really a wine drinker. She's, oh yeah, it's really good. Blah, blah, blah. I said, do you want to go downstairs? Yes, I do. It's like,
you know what it is? It's not being adventurous. It's being confident. You have more confidence now. Not that you're more adventurous.
Yeah, no, I do.
I have a lot more confidence.
I just don't give 2 fucks.
Now. That's what it is. That's the beauty about being more mature. You just don't give 2 fucks.
But there's people that are mature that give a fuck. I'm sure. I've been through too much to give a fuck.
Exactly.
If I gave a fuck, I wouldn't be doing this podcast.
I have no more fucks to give.
I've given every fucking end time. I'm in the hole for fucks.
Yeah. So I think that's it. You're more confident because you have experience. If you have experience, you're bound to be more confident. So you have more confidence, and because you have confidence, you don't care because you're confident in what you have. So it's a domino effect. So it's not that you're more, I'm not as bold as I was or as adventurous.
You're still somewhat apprehensive.
Yeah.
You know, I've told you before, I would find it very sexy, pardon me, to see you be a little more forward.
Aggressive with guys.
Because they're not going to say no.
No. Usually I don't have to be aggressive because they're already jumping all over me.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the aggressive for you is just a matter of like, hi, like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just going to ask what the weather is, and I wound up fucking them. Okay.
Oh, well.
I wanted to see if that was his BMW up front, and next thing I know, his dick was in my mouth.
Next thing you know.
So it's true, the BMW drivers do have small dicks. So, wait, that was the guy I was with.
Stop it.
What are you scratching your head for?
Yeah, I'm trying to respond. Sorry, wrong words.
No, Freudian slip.
Yep. Respond to that. It's like... No, I don't. I'm not an aggressive person. I'm not a dominant.
Oh, I'm not either.
No.
I mean.
No, you can be.
I can be in certain circumstances.
Yeah, you
but
can be.
I, you know, again, like, obviously with the show, I'm very dominant, so to speak.
Yep, doesn't let me get a word in edgewise, but that's okay. Anyway,
but, like, at the party.
Right.
If you notice, I was just sitting at the table being quiet.
And we I was too busy downstairs with this guy and that guy and the other guy.
And when I was downstairs with the women, I wasn't talking either.
I know you weren't.
You were moaning and screaming and giggling and everything. I was quiet.
That's all because you had something in your mouth.
Well, you don't talk with your mouth full.
That's true. Your mother taught you well.
Yeah.
Or whoever taught you.
Yeah.
I see because your mother taught you well.
No, my mom had nothing to do with that.
No, because she taught you not to talk with your mouth full. That might have been your dad.
Father.
I'm sure.
That's why the back of my head's flat.
I smack you.
I didn't do anything. That's in case you think about it. Anyway. Yeah, so it's, I guess, I don't know. It's one of those things that, I think we all, as we get older, we get a little more assured of ourselves.
Yeah, that's confidence.
I have to come up with a different word, don't you?
Yeah, well, sure. that's what all those things.
Is that a word? I don't think it's a real word.
Confidence? Or assured? Yeah.
Assured?
In my case, it is assured.
Yep.
Yeah, so you tend to care less what people think. You don't care about, you don't get the peer pressure because you just don't care. Yeah. You have more confidence. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely not as, I have adventure. See, I've done all the crazy stuff when I was younger, so I'm not as adventurous because I don't mm-hmm. need to be. I mean, I was doing orgies when I was 18, you know.
Yeah.
We'd all wear corsets.
When you're the only girl there, it's not an orgy, it's a gangbang.
No, there's other girls there.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yeah, there was a girls and guys.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was like, I was in high school. I was in high school.
And we had was the 70s, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so.
Sex was that whole.
How you think?
Yeah, well, I grew up, I had the 80s. We had AIDS. Fucking legs went slamming shut.
Yeah.
You had to be extraordinarily good looking to get laid in high school in the 80s.
Huh.
Yeah, they weren't giving away.
I was in college. In the 80s, and yeah, I went to, I had a girlfriend, and my best friend, he was just coming out of the closet about being gay. He wasn't sure which side of the fence he was on, mm-hmm. so I was having sex with him, because I didn't want him to, you know, not
and
experience.
You pushed him the other way.
Maybe I did.
I feel the pain.
I was having a lot of sex and within a circle of friends.
I think of things like that myself.
Yeah, I pushed him right off the edge. He's like, that's it, I'm gay.
This is not working.
Donna changed me. It just ruined it for everything.
She's so cruel. So maybe I should find someone who's more understanding.
No, I think I had a lot of sex in college, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you think you paid for it? Anyway.
That's a good point.
Don't judge. So I want to thank all the callers. Just good. So again, this is the first show we're doing live. I didn't expect.
No, we didn't expect, but that's okay.
We had one person talk about calling, but we were aware of some potential complications.
Yes.
So we'll try it again next Saturday.
Sounds
9 o'clock.
Like fun. Yeah.
And the number will still be the same, and that number is.
Oh, let me hold on. Let me get my paper
my God,
here.
Way
oh,
to be
I'm
prepped.
I'm not
Jesus
prepped
Christ.
Here. 484-352-2553.
And you can find it on our website, which is?
Hotwifepodcast.online.
.online.
See, .dot online throws me off every time.
Well,
that
someone already had .com, and they're
really
not doing anything with it. They
really?
Just own it. Yeah, they just own it.
Son of a bitch.
Son
of a badges.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably get it if I wanted to pay, like, you know, $10,000 for it.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. But,
so it's dot online. Dot so that online, always throws me off every time.
But, you know, again, hopefully you'll be listening to this show downloaded, which we're happy with, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm
That's
happy
fine.
With that.
We're just happy you guys listen. We appreciate everyone. Again, if you want to reach out to us, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. We address all of them, good, bad, and indifferent. Luckily, they've all been good.
Yeah, so far, so good.
You know, if you have find out questions, if you have a topic for us, we're welcome to entertain any topics. We'll entertain pictures. and again, I want to thank that one person for sending pictures in. She did a nice job. They were very nice. You know, encourage more.
Terrible.
Why? Yeah. I said they were nice. They're very sexy. I even responded back to her. I told her she'd salt your eyes and... You know,
I know, but you're saying you want more.
Well, that's like saying I had a great piece of cake, but I don't want any more. No, you have a good piece of cake or pie or something. You're like,
I want more.
You might not verbalize it, but in your head, you're like, God damn, I could go for more. Right?
That tastes like more.
I mean, every time you have sex with me, I see it in your eyes.
I want more.
Oh, maybe it isn't it.
Maybe.
Maybe it's what I want to see.
Ah,
yeah, I think that's what it is. Okay. But anyway, I want to thank everyone again. We are very humbled by everyone who listens. You know, we're just having fun. This is our therapy.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we're just talking out our ass. So.
Yeah, we.
Yeah, that's what we do.
This is probably why we don't have friends. So if all you listeners were in our area, we could all hang.
Yeah, there you go.
Because our friends are all kind of uptight sometimes. So we have to, we go to, you know, hang out with them. And it's like we're sitting there like, you know, they go, what'd you do last weekend? Well, we were cutting the lawn.
That's our euphemism for a while.
Yeah.
We were.
Donna was plowing the back 40.
I was getting plowed is more like it. Yeah, but that's okay. And that's a good way to put it.
Having her mud turned over. So. But whatever. Again, feel free to reach out to us. If you can call in next Saturday, that'd be great. If you have questions or comments or show concepts, something you want us to talk about that is of something of interest to you, doesn't have to be of interest to us. We'll let you know, but we'll still do a show about it. Sure. And maybe we can arrange for you to call in. Even if it's not a Saturday night show, we can arrange to have you call in and talk about whatever it is with us off air. I mean, on air, but not, you know.
But not live.
It'd be a pre-recorded show.
Oh, that'd be fine. That would work. We've done that before.
Yeah, we look forward to interaction. You know, we bore each other. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're over an hour or 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
Wow. Well, that's what old people do.
Yeah, so, that's us.
Anyway, so, thank you.
And everybody have a great night.